intolerant, stuck in his ways old man - major UK newspaper slams useless and nasty Biden. By Jack Montgomery on October 9, 2022. President Joe Biden, whose inauguration was supposed to herald a return to international esteem for the US, has been slammed as useless and nasty by one of Britain's leading newspapers. The Telegraph, close to Britain's governing Conservative, Tory, party in the country's best-selling broadsheet, published an article by associate editor Camilla Tominey suggesting that Biden's qualities for the Oval Office are almost non-existent, leading by recalling Barack Obama's alleged warning that the Democratic Party should not underestimate Joe's ability to FK things up as he vied to be nominated as its presidential candidate in 2020. Tominey said that Biden's time in office had demonstrated exactly why his former boss may have had misgivings about giving him the top job. From losing his train of thought mid-sentence to forgetting one of his own congresswomen had died in a car crash, the 79-year-old has hardly proved to be the answer to America's crisis of confidence, she suggested. Tominey seemed unwilling to blame all of the American leader's issues on his age, however, suggesting that his actions in office showed he had a rather nasty side, citing his denouncement of MAGA Republicans as semi-fascists and his snub to the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, with the words "I'm Irish" shortly after the 2020 election. These aren't the sentiments of a progressive politician but the rantings of an intolerant, stuck-in-his-ways old man who can't abide anyone who disagrees with him, Tominey observed. Despite its right-leaning credentials, the Telegraph should not be mistaken for a natural foe of the U.S. Democrats. Indeed, Tominey's chief criticism of Biden's crass no-one-fs with the Biden remarks at Fort Myers Beach, Florida recently is that they were Trump-esque. The newspaper is also far from socially conservative, repeatedly pushing an article encouraging husbands to let their wives cuckold them as a Christmas present, for example, and bizarrely praising Netflix's Cuties as a rebuke to an age terrified of child sexuality. That even such conservative and name-only outlets are now turning on a president whose entry to the White House was hailed by the equally conservative and name-only former Prime Minister Boris Johnson as a breath of fresh air gives some indication of how far his standing has fallen. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.